844-764-2538. Presented with support from 89.1 WEMU.
And if you make sure to listen to 89 Point Jazz with Lindy on this morning between 9 and 12:30, she's going to be offering up a pair of tickets to that event. From Cass Quarter to the World, a tribute to Detroit's musical golden age. You have an opportunity for free tickets by staying tuned to WEMU. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Morning Edition. Governor Rick Snyder last night delivered his second State of the State address. The Republican governor called for a better working relationship between parties so the state can make more progress in what he calls reinventing Michigan. Snyder also highlighted some of the initiative he wants to see accomplished in the new session. $1.2 billion in new funding for roads, bridges, and transportation, greater government accountability and transparency, a new health initiative, and much more. State Senator Rebecca Warren was on hand for the address last night, and this morning the Ann Arbor Democrat joins us on WEMU. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Thank you so much for being here. We do appreciate it. You know, as I was watching the address last night, I put a post on WEMU's Facebook page and posed this question. If Governor Snyder's State of the State address were a stock, would you buy or sell? And the majority were selling last night, not buying into the governor's message at all. I don't want to ask you that question directly, but in a broad sense, did the State of the State address have the tone you were hoping for?
Well, you know, there were a couple of things about the tone that I really liked. First of all, I mean, as many of your listeners know, our lame duck session at the end of last year was really quite challenging. It was a lot of stuff that moved very quickly without a lot of public involvement that really just, felt ugly by the end of the year. And I really had hoped that he would come to us last night and say, you know, it's time for us to put the people of Michigan first before partisan politics. And I'm happy that he did go ahead and state that sort of message that we need to work together because it's about moving Michigan forward. It's not about, you know, what party is in control. And I did appreciate that about the message.
Well, while there was that sense of conciliatory tone, the governor did not specifically address that lame duck session where, among other things, he signed the right to work measure into law. And I'm sure he heard the protests outside the Capitol building, which were quite loud at times. So for some, calling for cooperation now, it's too little too late. How do you legislate through that?
Well, I think that's very true, and I think there are a lot of folks who still have bruised feelings, who still have, who still have this focus on the fact that our Capitol building was locked down to the public during a time period where some of the most significant change to some of our laws were happening, and I do think it's going to take a lot of work to get over all of that happened. But I said many times yesterday to folks, our job is, as elected officials, is to represent all the people. Once we win, we don't just represent Democrats or Republicans. We represent everybody. And our job right now is to make sure that we have the best, strongest Michigan that we can have. And I'm going to keep looking for those places where I can work with folks on both sides of the aisle to make sure that we're doing just that.
Well, one of the items that is being most discussed, both online and across the airwaves in Michigan, Governor Snyder wants to raise $1.2 billion a year for road and bridge maintenance and repair by raising gas taxes and vehicle registration fees. As presented, that plan was rather short on details, but conceptually, you on board?
Well, you know, David, I got the opportunity mid-year last year to get added to a special committee in the Senate that is studying transportation infrastructure funding, and then just this month got added to the Transportation Policy Committee. So I'm going to be right in the middle of a lot of these debates, and I have to tell you, I mean, there's no question for anybody who drives around, certainly around southeast Michigan, we know our roads are in really awful shape, and all around Washtenaw County, we've got bridges all over that are closed or that have been significantly weight restricted because of the condition that they're in. So an investment in Michigan's infrastructure is critical at this time, but as you said, that the details were very light last night, and I think, as usual, the devil is going to be in the details. We've got to see what it looks like. We've got to make sure it's a fair proposal that doesn't disproportionately burden any of our citizens or any of the users of the roads, but I don't think there's any question that focusing on transportation infrastructure has to be a priority for all of us this year.
Well, you have a Republican governor who is calling for raising taxes, and tax is the shortest four-letter word in the Republican leadership's vocabulary. So I'm curious as to whether you think the governor can work well enough with Jace Bolger and company to make this gas tax a reality without having to cut human services and other essential services and local revenue sharing dollars at the same time?
Well, I think that's going to be the question. You know, I mean, this idea that Michigan needs to be investing better in our roads and bridges and public transit has been in front of us every session since I've been elected. I think you'll recall I was elected in 2006, so it's been quite a long time that we've seen proposals, and proposals that have been endorsed by really broad, a broad spectrum of supporters from business groups and the Chamber of Commerce to labor unions and those who would help to build the roads. And this has been the case since 2007. You've had all these folks coming together saying we have to invest in Michigan's roads and bridges, and it still hasn't been able to get done. So this is no easy slam dunk, certainly for either party, I think, to get done. And the question will be how do we find a way this year when I think it's finally at that critical point where, as the governor explained last night, if we don't start investing now, the cost we're going to have to pay it goes up incrementally every year. We don't do something to fix the condition of the infrastructure at this point.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Ann Arbor State Senator Rebecca Warren this morning for her reaction on the State of the State address. Senator Warren, you are the ranking Democrat on the Senate Health Policy Committee. I know you were hoping to hear a lot on health and health care last night. The governor did announce Pure Michigan Fit, an educational endeavor aimed at helping people make more informed choices about nutrition and health. And he did ask that the legislators require insurers to cover autism treatment. Did you hear what you wanted to hear on the health care front?
Boy, I have to say, David, that is the one place I was the most disappointed last night, is there is so much in front of us in the next little while on health care. And health care and education, actually, were the two issues where I really just felt disappointed with what he had to say, just not enough in those two areas. But in health care in particular, you know, we still have a lot of work to do to implement the Affordable Care Act changes from the federal government. And we have big decisions to make about, you know, the federal government has offered us a carrot to be able to expand health care coverage to our citizens who, many of them, who right now, hundreds of thousands, who don't have coverage now. And we have to make decisions about whether or not we're going to take that carrot and extend that coverage while the federal government's going to pay for the majority of it for many years to come. And I really was hoping to hear some leadership from him on what we're going to do to make sure that those changes are done in a timely way, that we address the question of what we're going to do with this population. And we really heard nothing. It was kind of surprising to me.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to see where it goes, because action is needed relatively quickly. It has long been said that one of the keys to a healthy Michigan is a healthy Detroit. Do you find it odd or telling in some sense that Detroit was all but ignored in the State of the State speech?
Yeah, you know, I actually had the opportunity last night to sit on the floor. You know, we all go into the House floor to have that joint convention that we had last night, and I sat right behind Mayor Bing. So certainly Detroit was first on his mind as he was there watching the speech. And, you know, with the exception of some comments about public safety initiatives, you really didn't hear anything about how we're going to strengthen our biggest city. And as you said, you know, as goes Detroit, goes the rest of the state. We've got to have a strong Detroit to have a strong Michigan. And it was a little surprising to me that we didn't hear more about what we're going to do to bring Detroit back.
Well, the address is out of the way and the work now begins in earnest. In the few weeks since the new year began, have you gotten a sense from Senate Republicans that there's going to be a different attitude and approach when it comes to working in bipartisan fashion in this new legislative session?
Well, I think, we've just gotten started for this year, and we have not done a lot of official work. We just, the Senate for the first time last night was reading in bills for this session, so there's been very little actual work done. I have to say, the comments, the tone has been positive, but the proof will really come when we have to start working on these issues. And is bipartisanship something that we just say because it sounds good, or is it something that we actually do to find areas where we can work together?
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thanks so much, David.
That is State Senator Rebecca Warren. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Clear Choice Dental Implant Centers, offering